This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, September 12th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, the counteroffensive. I'm talking about Ukraine. Last few days, we've seen a number of stories in the corporate media that Ukrainian military forces are making large gains as it recovers territory lost to Russia during the six-month war that continues. Now, we can't independently confirm those stories. We're seeing reports that the Ukrainian armed forces are making substantial gains, that they've caught the Russians flat-footed, that Russian soldiers are fleeing their positions. On the other hand, also seeing stories that Ukrainian forces report that they are still seriously outgunned, that Russia has more ammunition for its artillery, and that for every shell the Ukrainians fire, the Russians are returning 5 to 20. Again, no independent way to confirm either side. One story that is interesting and worth bringing to your attention, video coming from the front appears to show soldiers with British accents fighting in Ukrainian colors. This is in the Kharkiv Oblast, the front in the northeast of Ukraine. Footage from GoPro cameras reportedly showing foreign legionaries with British accents fighting alongside Ukrainian soldiers. Again, what is going on there? It's possible these are volunteers who've decided to join the Foreign Legion there. It's possible that they're mercenaries. It's also possible, frankly, that they are SAS soldiers who've been deployed on the QT. Just as Western media will accuse the Wagner Group of being an arm of the Kremlin's foreign policy. Again, we can't confirm or deny any of this. Just there are more going on in this tournament of shadows that continues to this day. The only thing we can say for certain is that the people of Ukraine and those dependent on Ukrainian grain to survive are the ones who are suffering. Topic number 4, our long national emergency. President Biden has renewed the national emergency first declared by President George W. Bush following the terrorist attacks of September 11th, 2001. That's been extended for another year. This is just one of several emergencies that President Biden extended last week. On Thursday, he prolonged a national emergency he declared the previous year regarding sectarian violence in Ethiopia. On Tuesday, he announced the renewal of an emergency declared by President Trump in 2018 regarding the threat of foreign interference in or undermining public confidence in U.S. elections. Biden has declared at least 6 national emergencies since taking office in January of 2021. He's extended several more, including the COVID-19 emergency. The National Emergencies Act, this is the important point, gives the office of the president more than 136 powers not delineated in the Constitution. Most of those do not require congressional approval. So extending all of these emergencies gives the president a lot more power than he is allotted under the Constitution of the United States. And this has been ongoing for a long time. President Biden has notably abandoned his predecessor's focus on external terrorist threats like Al-Qaeda, focusing instead on domestic terrorism, where in the mind of the FBI now, white nationalists are the greatest threat to national security. Hence the growing number of polls showing that a large percentage of Americans believe that a civil war is in our future. Topic number 3, polio in New York. New York state officials have declared their own disaster declaration over a polio outbreak where there's one confirmed case, but dozens of positive wastewater samples dating back to April. This move was announced on Friday by Governor Kathy Hochul in a press release. The state first detected this outbreak in Rockland County, which is just outside the borough of Bronx in New York City. This was on July 21st. Now, since then, wastewater surveillance has detected the virus within the city of New York itself and in nearby Orange and Sullivan counties. This wastewater surveillance is also looking for other viruses like COVID-19 detection, has been utilizing wastewater surveillance. On Friday, officials revealed that Nassau County, which is also just outside New York City, has detected the virus in its wastewater as well. The CDC revealed in August that at least 21 positive samples of the virus have been found in New York, one of them gathered as far back as April, but only one case so far has been confirmed. This man in Rockland County was hospitalized, initially experienced a fever, neck stiffness, stomach issues, limb weakness. His stool sample later confirmed that he had a case of vaccine-derived polio. Now, this is a polio case that derives from the oral polio vaccine, which is no longer used here in the United States because it's while it's cheaper and easier to obtain, it's also more dangerous. You're using an attenuated strain of the polio virus, which can be shed by somebody who's taken the virus. Somebody else can catch it and actually catch polio from somebody who's taken the oral vaccine. This, again, is why the OPV is no longer used here in the United States. We, in the U.S., use an inactivated poliovirus, which is delivered via injection. So the question is, who are these people who are shedding the poliovirus? Why aren't they showing up on the medical radar, as it were? And is there really a growing polio outbreak in New York State? And the other question is, since the oral polio vaccine isn't being used here in the United States anymore, how did this case get here? Is this somebody who came in the country legally, to put it, not to put a too fine a point on it? Topic number two, the threat from UFOs. The U.S. Navy has more video of UFOs, or UAP as they're being called now, unidentified aerial phenomena, and they're not going to release them because they said it could be a threat to national security. This admission came in response to a Freedom of Information Act request by the website The Black Vault. The young man who runs that site has been using the Freedom of Information Act to obtain documents related to the UFO, UAP phenomenon. It's unidentified aerial phenomenon. It's a tautology. Anyway, related to UFOs for years, but in this case, the request filed in April of 2020, one day after the Navy declassified three now infamous videos of the Tic Tac shot by F-18 pilots from the USS Nimitz. The Navy said, yeah, we have more UAP videos, but we're not going to let you see them because, quote, the release of this information will harm national security as it may provide adversaries valuable information regarding Department of Defense/Navy operations, vulnerabilities, and or capabilities. No portions of the videos can be segregated for release, end quote. So the question is, whose UAP are these? Were these, in fact, experimental craft being developed by the United States government that we don't want the Russians and Chinese to know about? Are these Russian and Chinese UAP, and we don't want them to know how we found out about them, or something else? For the record, we here at Skywatch TV do not actually believe that there are interstellar craft that are coming here from other worlds out there in the cosmos. Interdimensional, perhaps. But it's also entirely possible that these Tic Tac videos show experimental craft that weren't supposed to be witnessed by the F-18 pilots. Coming up, it's a manufactured crisis here in the United States, but the question is, who's manufacturing it? That's next on 5 and 10.
Have you ever wanted to experience deep and glorious truths in God's Word, from Genesis to Revelation, as if you were actually there? Skywatch TV is proud to present the Glimpses of Glory giveaway. When you order Carl Gallup's groundbreaking book, Glimpses of Glory, and Rabbi Zev Porat's new book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive The Rabbi, The Secret Message, and The Identity of Messiah, the book that Pat Boone himself personally shared with Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. In this incredibly unique book, Glimpses of Glory, from longtime pastor, media personality, and internationally acclaimed best-selling author Carl Gallups, God's love for you will come alive as you walk directly into the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve encountered the great tempter. You'll be placed inside the ark, experiencing the horror of Noah's family as they heard the agonizing cries of their neighbors, struggling in vain to survive the deluge. And the anguish of our Savior will explode into intense reality as you witness his struggle with human emotion on the night he was betrayed. But that's just the beginning. In Glimpses of Glory, you will accompany Joseph and Mary on the arduous journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem's manger and beyond. Be present at the working of Jesus' miracles, his baptism, and labor during the wilderness temptation. Stand in shock at the foot of the cross. Linger at the deathbed of John the disciple and witness his entrance into final glory, and so much more. Also included in this amazing offer, Rabbi Zev Porat's shocking book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, which details his stunning supernatural conversion from a deeply Orthodox Jewish man to faith in Jesus Christ as Messiah as he faced literal demonic manifestations, temptations of great wealth to denounce his faith in Yeshua. Yet through it all, he pressed on with a glowing zeal for the Word of God and the people of Israel. In this book, you will accompany Messianic Rabbi Porat as he shares striking biblical and archaeological discoveries along his path to Zion. Learn the foundational platform that's behind the spiritual warfare emanating from Israel since the earliest of humanity's existence, as Zev peels back the Chaldean mask and uncover the truth about Golgotha and the archaeological location of Jesus' birth in Bethlehem that has been overlooked by so many. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you'll also receive The Rabbi, The Secret Message, and The Identity of Messiah, where Pastor Carl Gallups tells the story of Israel's most venerated Orthodox rabbi, Yitzhak Kaduri, who claimed he met the true soon-coming Messiah and revealed his identity on a note to be locked away until his death. Months later, this note was read upon his death, revealing Jesus is Messiah, which ignited a global spiritual and political firestorm. That was just the beginning. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $60. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So take a personal journey with the Savior from Genesis to Revelation and unmask the evil spirits that oppose our faith. The Glimpses of Glory giveaway, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, it's a run from the border. WGN-TV in Chicago reporting that several dozen of the migrants sent to the Windy City by Texas Governor Greg Abbott have now been relocated to a hotel out in the burbs. And they did it without warning the local government there. Burr Ridge, Illinois, about 20 miles out from the city, southwest of the city, not warned in advance, and Mayor Gary Grasso told WGN, "I'm concerned. Neither the village administrator nor I were told about this. We want to know why Burr Ridge?" It's a really good question. Just a few days ago, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot blasted Governor Abbott for treating the migrants like cargo and not providing her and the city of Chicago advance warning that they were arriving. Now, bear in mind, Democratic politicians in Chicago and Cook County have declared that the city and county are asylum. They are asylum cities and asylum county. So Mayor Lightfoot, County Board President Tony Preckwinkle, and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker all have vowed to welcome the migrants and provide them a full range of services to meet their immediate needs. Chicago granted the migrants off the bus legal refugee status. Now, I'm not sure what authority the city of Chicago has to do that under federal law, but they have so done. And then they shipped them out to one of the suburbs. Here's the thing. While the city of Chicago and the county of Cook are asylum city and asylum county, Burr Ridge is not, and Burr Ridge is in DuPage County, which is not an asylum county. So again, the question is, why Burr Ridge? Mayor Grasso said he only became aware of the migrants' arrival after residents began alerting local authorities. Hey, what's going on here? Why are these buses pulling up in front of the hotel? Now, Governor Abbott of Texas has now bussed immigrants to Chicago, New York, and Washington, D.C., all of which have Democratic mayors, all of which have just expressed their support for allowing these migrants into the country, despite the fact that they crossed the border illegally. Governor Abbott has suggested the policy will continue. He's trying to make a point, he says, about President Biden's open border policy. But here is the problem, as the mayor of Burr Ridge has learned. The migrants, although they're not in Texas, and we understand the problems at the border with Texas being overrun, overwhelmed, the problem is that the migrants are still in the country. Governor Abbott has scored political points by shipping them off to cities that said they would welcome migrants. New York, Washington, both of their mayors, like Mayor Lightfoot of Chicago, complaining now that they suddenly have all these migrants on their hands, despite their support of their being here. But Governor Abbott, While you've made political points here, if you really wanted to resolve the issue, why weren't the buses sent south, back out of the country? That's my question. Governor Abbott has scored political points, but if he really wanted to address the problem, why were they sent into the interior, where now the rest of us have to deal with the issue? I realize it needs a political solution, and this is something we're not going to wrap up here in the span of a couple of minutes, but this strikes me as sadly that these migrants looking for a better life are being used as a political football by both Republicans and Democrats. Well, it's timely that this is our thank you gift during the month of September, when once we were a nation, because we are a nation divided right now. We used to be more united. This is probably as divided as this nation has been in 160 years. You can do back the math and find out what was going on in America in the 1860s. For your gift of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada during the month of September, we'll send you a copy of this anthology of essays, When Once We Were a Nation. You can find out more online, skywatchtv.com/donate, or by calling us during regular business hours, 844-750-4985. Skywatch Films is where you'll find these cutting-edge documentaries produced by Skywatch TV about topics like the UFO phenomenon that don't get much play in our churches. Sometimes they're divisive. Sometimes they are considered woo, but they are literally threatening to change the world in which we live and the nation in which we live. You find out more, and these are available, by the way, in full HD to stream instantly for as little as $3. They're all at skywatchfilms.com, skywatchfilms.com. Skywatch TV's next visit to Israel coming up next March 19th through 30th with an optional 3-day extension to Jordan, and we pray you'll consider joining us. This will be an amazing trip. Across the Holy Land, as Sharon and I, alongside Allie Henson and Donna Howell from the Simply His program, and Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, author of the new book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, will preach and teach all along the way as we go from Nazareth and Capernaum, the Sea of Galilee in the north, to Jerusalem and the Temple Mount, the Mount of Olives, the Garden of Gethsemane in Jerusalem, the south. We'll visit Masada, and then we'll cross over into Jordan, and we will show you what Moses saw when he got his only look at the Holy Land and why God referred to Mount Nebo as this mountain of the travelers. It is prophetic, but also significant, historic, but also prophetic. And we'll explain as we go through. It's like a rolling conference through the Holy Land. Consider joining us. You can find out everything you need to know at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we talk with Pastor Carl Gallops about his book, Glimpses of Glory, some of the most significant stories from the Bible, told in a new way, told as though it were a novel, somebody who was on scene. It basically brings you into the action. Carl has a gift for writing and for storytelling. If you've ever seen Carl preach or seen him on Skywatch TV, you know I'm telling the truth. That's the subject of this week's broadcast program, and you'll find the broadcast schedule for Skywatch TV at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can set the schedule just by adding the Skywatch TV channel to Roku or Apple TV. If you've got a set-top box, add our app. It's free, gets you all of our video content, including these daily news updates, and best of all, bypasses the gatekeepers of big tech. If you're using a web browser to look at our videos, just bear in mind that at some point, someday, somebody in Silicon Valley may decide that we are no longer acceptable. We are no longer worthy of their bandwidth. So get the app for Roku or Apple TV, or download it to your smartphone or tablet. And that way, we will never be out of touch. All of our video content, the mobile app also gets you news updates 3 times a week and a calendar of our upcoming events as well. It's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. It is free, and we've got links to the app stores to make it easy. At skywatchtv.com, you'll find the link for the mobile app in the top menu bar at the website. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.